Bethel College in McKenzie, Tennessee. And that's where William and the other founders, they had broke away from the Cumberland from the Presbyterian Church and was forming a branch which we now know as the Cumberland Branch, Presbyterian Church. And he joined this group, and he was one of the early ministers. And then he was one of the educators. He was a teacher. And that is, that line has followed our family through the years. I have a cousin here now who's a retired school teacher, and most of all our members of our family in the past have been school teachers on my mother's side. And as I said, he taught at Bethel College. That was before it was known as Bethel College, but when he helped found it and organized it in the Cumberland, which is now Cumberland Northern University at Lebanon, Tennessee, that was a Cumberland school. And church school was first organized, and he taught there. And then Princeton, Kentucky, which is a Cumberland school. And then he'd go over the country. He went as far as Texas and Oklahoma, organizing the Cumberland branch of the church. And then his son, who was my grandfather, he moved in the early 1870s, shortly after the Civil War, as a school teacher to teach a private school for the more wealthy families in this area. But he passed away shortly after he moved here. In other words, my mother, he died in September, and my mother was born in February. When they moved here, malaria was quite prevalent, yellow fever. And he died in one of those years when yellow fever claimed thousands of lives up and down the Mississippi Valley. And as I said, he died in September that year. My mother was born in February. She was never found.
And what about his educational background?
Well, he was educated around Nashville, the Nashville public school systems. And he had a very fine, in fact, all of his children. And his father, as I said, who was a minister, saw all his children as had a fine education. Now, my mother's mother, she attended school at Murfreesboro, and she was a teacher also.
Was that a state normal?
Well, I don't know the name of the school. I wouldn't know what school it was, but that's where they sent her away from her home to school each year at Murfreesboro. She stayed there so many months per year attending school at Murfreesboro, and I don't know the name of the school. My mother never knew the name of the school at Murfreesboro.
Was it a type of teacher preparatory school? Or
well, I don't know. Now, she received her early education there as well as her later education.
Do you think that she did, say, the equivalent of some college work?
Well, yes. I would say that, yes, because she was a teacher.
And she was born in?
She was born in Jackson County, Tennessee. She was a Elizabeth. And all her people were very wealthy people. And they sent their children away to school because they couldn't offer the type of education they wanted to have. So they sent their children to Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro, what I say, was 100 miles more than Gainesville or in Madison, Jackson County. Murfreesboro, as you know, is south of Nashville. They sent them to school in Murfreesboro. Some school there, I've forgotten the name of the school, where they would send their children to school.
Did she teach school?
Yes, she taught school also.
And your grandparents on your father's side, your grandfather?
My grandfather, this gentleman here, the picture I showed you there, he received his education at private schools and in Virginia. They sent him back to Virginia to school.